Let's consider the rationalisation of provisions relating to the assessment or reassessment and penalty proceedings. The simplification of assessment procedures under Section 143 or 144 or 147 of ITA. It is proposed to insert a new proviso to remove the requirement by the assessing officer for taking approval of the higher authority to issue a notice under Section 148 of ITA if he has passed an order under Section 148A subclause D of ITA with prior approval, in that case stating that the income is escaping assessment. Also, the requirement of approval of specified authority in Clause B of Section 148A of ITA has now been omitted. These amendments will take effect from the 1st of April 2022. In order to correct the inadvertent drafting errors and align the provisions with the intent of the sections, it is proposed to make the following amendments. The word flagged has been omitted from clause number 1 of explanation 1 to section 148. The reference of subsection 5 of section 133A to be made in clause 2 of explanation 2 to section 148 has also been omitted. These amendments will take effect from the 1st of April 2022. Number 3, the reference to the three assessment years preceding the assessment year relevant to the year of search has been omitted in explanation 2 of section 148. Number 4, a new subsection 4 has been inserted in section 153B to provide that nothing contained in the said section shall apply to any search initiated under section 132 or requisition made under section 132A. Number 5, the first proviso of subsection 1 of section 149 is amended to provide that no notice under section 148 shall be issued at any time in the cases pertaining to assessment years beginning on or before the first day of April 2021 if a notice under section 148 or section 153A or section 153C could not have been issued at the time on the account of expiry of the time limit specified under the corresponding provisions of the said sections. These amendments will take effect retrospectively from the 1st of April 2021. In order to align the scheme of the search assessments with the intent of ITA, it is proposed to make the following amendments. Number 1, provisions of subsection 8 of section 132, clause 1 of subsection 1 and subsection 4 of the section 132B shall now be applicable to the assessment or the reassessment or the recomputation under subsection 3 of 143 or section 144 or section 147 as the case may be. Number 2, in order to reduce the avoidable inaccuracies, a new section 148B of ITA has been inserted to provide that no order of assessment or reassessment or recomputation in cases shall be related to the search and the survey proceedings shall be passed by an assessing officer below the rank of joint commissioner, except with the prior approval of an additional commissioner or additional director of the or joint commissioner or joint director. These amendments will take effect from the 1st of April 2022. Number 3, provisions of section 153 of ITA and section 153B of ITA has been amended to exclude the period of limitation of 180 days for the purpose of assessment, reassessment or recomputation in cases related to the search and survey proceedings under section 132 or section 132A of ITA as the case might be. These amendments again will take effect retrospectively from the 1st of April 2021. Number 4 is the definition of a specified date has been amended in Clause A of Explanation to Section 27(1)(AAB) of ITA to make it also applicable to a notice issued under Section 148 of ITA in case where the search is initiated on or after the 1st of April 2021. This amendment will again take effect from the 1st of April 2022. In order to bring clarification in the existing provisions and to align them with the intent of ITA, it is proposed to make the following amendments. Number one, explanation one to section 148 is modified to clarify that the word information shall include any audit objection or any information received from a foreign jurisdiction under an agreement or directions contained in a court order or information received under a scheme notified under section 135A of ITA. Number two is clause B of subsection 1 of section 149 is amended to provide that a notice under section 148 of ITA shall be issued only after 3 years, but prior to 10 years from the end of the relevant assessment year where the assessing officer has any material evidence which reveals that the income chargeable to tax which has escaped assessment exceeds INR 5 million or more. Number three, new subsection 1A in section 149 has been inserted to provide that where the income chargeable to tax has escaped assessment for the reason specified in clause B of subsection 1 in of the said section in more than one previous year relevant to the assessment years, notice under section 148 shall be issued for every such assessment year for assessment, reassessment, or recomputation as the case might be. Number four, the provisions of the section 148A of ITA shall not apply in cases where the assessing officer has received any information regarding the scheme notified under section 135A pertaining to income chargeable to tax escaping assessment for any assessment year in the case of the assessee. These amendments will take effect from the 1st of April 2022.